What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building, guys. Another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. My beautiful wife is by my side, and we are giving you guys all of the feels today.
Yes, we are so excited because not only is today episode number 18.
Damn, 18, honey?
We are flying through 2020. We haven't even left our house, but somehow we are flying through it.
Exactly. But the content that we are delivering is not just any content. This is not just any ordinary podcast. This is the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
Exactly.
And for those of you that are listening for the first time, we are pretty much talking about various ways that you guys can be your best self and live your best life.
Yes.
So today we're going to do something new today, honey.
I love that.
Because over the weekend, we had a good friend stop by and we did some meditation today.
Yes.
Oh, actually, this weekend. Yeah, this weekend.
I loved that.
It was very cool. Listen, guys, anything to sort of increase my vibration or my frequency, that is sort of the technical term. But for those of you out there, it's, you know, if you're trying to live your best life, you should definitely, you know, try it. And I have never really tried too much meditation before, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't tried it either. Honestly, it was my first time like really allowing myself to get into like that still place and find my breath, other than doing it in yoga. And like activities, I've never just done it to like find my own self and peacefulness and happiness and all that kind of good feeling. But after we had done it, I felt incredible. And I can't wait for us to like implement it in our daily lifestyle.
It kind of reminded me, and I'm going to, you know, once Michael comes in, our first guest, guys, it kind of reminded me of when I work out and I get in the zone.
Yeah.
And I'm only worried about my breathing
yeah.
at that particular time period. And it's sort of like a mind-muscle connection. When I was doing the meditation for the first time, it reminded me of that, but we were still. We
right.
were laying down and there was no music. I wasn't moving. And I felt like I was almost like traveling, but I was, you know, still.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, guys.
Yeah. And Mike just glazed over that, but we do have, he just popped in that
yes.
special info. We do have our very first guest
yes.
on Here's the Sitch yes. podcast. He is joining us today shortly, and he is who taught us how to meditate this weekend.
Yes.
And we're so excited.
His specialty is not just meditation. He is a brain performance coach. Mm. Okay. I want to get that straight, guys.
Yeah.
Now that's,
how cool is that?
How cool is that? I mean, that's one of the coolest friggin' titles I've ever heard of. But let's cut to the chase. Let's get Mr. Michael DeMarco in here so that we can talk about other ways that we can live our best life through meditation. And he does it all. You know, I know he believes in meditation and fitness and nutrition. And he goes, you know, one extra step into it all. So I'm very excited for him to be with us today.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's really an honor to be your first guest and just to be even on your podcast. So thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, tell the listeners and subscribers all about this brain performance coach, because I'll be honest with you, that's a very cool title. And I don't know if I've ever heard of it before, but it's really awesome. And I love the name of it. And I really enjoyed being introduced to meditation yesterday because it's just another tool in my tool belt towards living my best life pretty much and being my best self.
Yeah. So, I mean, by trade, I am a chiropractor by my training. But brain performance coach is something that I came up with because that kind of fits what I do, because everything happens in our brain, right?
Very true.
So everything that we do, everything we eat, everything we put into our bodies, everything we do with it happens in our brain.
Okay.
So I thought it was really interesting when you were saying before that when you exercise, you kind of have the same kind of feeling as when we did the meditation.
Yes, I was very excited because I drew the correlation between yeah. the breathing of when I am like in the zone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the only thing that matters during that exercise is your breathing, trying to control your breathing. And I felt that similar, like I said, correlation when we were doing the meditation, but I was still.
Yeah. So like everything happens in your brain. So when you're doing that meditation or you're exercising, you're in that flow state, your brain drops to these deeper brainwave states. So normally we're in beta brainwave, which is kind of like we're looking around ourselves to see what's going on, and we're making sure nothing's going to harm us, right? Mm-hmm. And then we can drop into these deeper states, which is probably, you're probably more in like alpha, which is where we get to when we're being more creative. And that's why when you're exercising or like you're in the shower or something like that, you can have ideas just come to you.
Very true. I really like that. And you're definitely right. What are some of the benefits that our listeners can hear you tell us about just meditation that we're talking about right now?
Yeah. So, I mean, what we did over the weekend, we did meditation, but we did a short exercise. We did some breath work to get you into the meditation. A lot of people have trouble just sitting, trying to meditate and not having thoughts.
Yeah, I have to chime in for that because that's exactly why I have never really gotten into meditation. Because listen, I have like certain apps on my phone. My Apple Watch reminds me to breathe, to have like, you know, some kind of breath work, but I've never had someone sit down and like coach me through it on how to do it. And it's exactly how you described it. Like my brain went to like a different level of like resting and connecting, where like the outside world was not my concern. And it just felt like empowering and like almost like something from endorphins, like another layer of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, what was happening was your parasympathetic nervous system and your sympathetic nervous system were kind of switching places. Well, normally, most people are in sympathetic nervous system. They're in fight or flight. They're looking, they're stressed because we have stress all around us. And the breath work that you did kind of got you into the rest and relaxation state. Mm-hmm. And that's why you kind of felt how you did after.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because
that's the part of the nervous system that gets turned on.
Yes, yeah, guys. Yeah. I was horny, guys. And, me and the missus, we got busy, and that was an awesome situation. But while I was doing it, I felt, I'm not going to say rewarding, but gratifying maybe. Like almost like I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this, but it's really cool. And it was definitely a stress release.
Yeah.
And we exercise, we're on top of our nutrition. You know, we work on our positive mental attitude, and we're always trying to improve ourselves. But this was an additional, you know, added tool to our tool belt, which I thought was really awesome. And the reason why I wanted to bring you on, because you have that extra added element.
Yeah. You're just on the level of vibration that we always speak to, like, here's the sitch, listeners, of like how to achieve that, how to get to that level of just like feeling good, living good.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I love that you said that, the level of vibration, because to some people that kind of doesn't sound tangible, right? So what is a vibration?
Yes, and people don't know what that is. And I do speak about that, if you want to explain.
Yeah, well,
when
we look at like the scientific aspects of what meditation is really doing to your brain, it's literally changing the wavelength of your brain and how it's operating. So you're going through those different those brainwave states, just like is when you're awake as opposed to sleeping, your brain changes state. Mm-hmm. So you're changing that state. So that's why some people can feel more calm and feel more focused, because they're more often in those more calm and focused and clear brainwave states. Because with the meditation, it's not the meditation that's like the thing you should be doing all the time. Meditation is training your body, training your brain, just like exercise for your body.
Okay, like a muscle. Yeah. All right, so if some of the listeners, what should they do? How should they get into meditation? Because I happen to know you, so it was easy for me to call you. And obviously, our users can contact you as well on social medias. So that really quickly, what is your handle on social medias?
Yeah, it's Dr. DeMarco on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So for a beginner, a person that's trying to de-stress on the weekend, they had a rough work week. Like we did, you know, Saturday, what should they try? Should they try 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 20 minutes?
Yeah. So the average person that has trouble meditating, there's a couple of things that you can do. You can use what are called binaural beats. And these are tones that you would definitely need to listen to headphones. So there's one tone in this one ear, in your left ear, a different one in the right ear, and they sync up to create those different alpha and beta brainwave states in your brain. So your brain syncs with that frequency. So you're not really having to force yourself into getting into those deeper brainwave states. So it'll kind of entrain. And then the second thing that you can do is while you're listening to those brainwaves, the binaural beats, you can watch your breath. And I would recommend just slowly breathing in and out on like a one or two count, like one, two, in, and then one, two, out. And do that for as long, not a set amount of time, as long as it takes for you to have that kind of feeling of getting out of your body, the flow state, mm-hmm. which most people have experienced. Like if you drive and you drive the same way to work every day, normally like you kind of forget the way that you took because your brain automatically goes into that state and your subconscious mind takes over. So you actually go into alpha state. Or if you're on social media, scrolling through your phone and all of a sudden it's like an hour that you've been on Instagram or Facebook and you don't even realize it because those apps are actually taking advantage of that brainwave state as well.
Whoa.
But they're kind of programming you with something that maybe you don't want as much. Mm-hmm. Whereas you're consciously doing this meditation, this work, you can program yourself with those states of gratitude and with those higher vibrational states.
Yeah.
So then you can experience that and see it through the rest of the day. So your brain's like looking for it.
Right.
If that makes sense.
So you're basically like training your subconscious mind for like the positive elements and the gratefulness and the gratitude so that once you come out of that state, you're just like naturally more relaxed. You can, mm-hmm. and I think we should talk about like what the benefits are of like practicing this so that you can just live a calmer life. Cause I think everybody can just benefit from that, you know?
Yes. Are people going to sleep better at night if they do meditate? That's I would think that you would because it's similar to exercise, but I'm not sure.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, it's similar to exercise. It's similar to sleep because you're training your brain to get to those deeper brainwave states. So the threshold from going from waking state to sleep, like sleep is more delta brainwave state. It's a lot easier because you're training your brain to consciously go through brainwave states. To go from one channel to the next, if that makes sense.
Okay. Okay, now we spoke about before that obviously you're not just, you know, preaching meditation. We're talking about the whole gamut here. We're talking fitness, we're talking nutrition, we're talking a positive mental attitude, meditation. Please, if you can explain to me how you sort of go into that.
Yeah, so... like meditation is just one piece of it, right?
Yes.
If we want to make a transformation in our lives, the reason why I focus on the brain is because it all really happens in the brain and our body and our life and everything. It's supporting our brain. So we need to not only work on the mind, which is our thoughts and our identity, like who we are and what we think, but we also need to work on our biology, right? Our body. So what we're putting into our body and how we're moving it. Because if we're not supporting our brain's ability to, it's called neuroplasticity, kind of rewire itself, basically, that with the proper nutrients and the proper exercise, so it can create all these cofactors that can make that happen, it's going to be a lot harder to kind of like think and grow rich, like, you know, that book where it's everyone tells us that we need to just like change our thoughts and change our mindset. But it's a lot, I think it's a lot deeper than that. And that's why... we know each other through really fitness, right?
Yes. That
we met at the gym like years ago. And
what was it? Like 20 years ago, probably.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, now that you think about it. But when I did the meditation, it really felt like I was calming myself down.
Yeah.
You know, and most people in the country, I mean, I'm 5 years clean and sober, but a lot of people in the country, they'll turn to a substance. They'll turn to pills to calm themselves down. They don't really need anything. Everything that you need is inside of you.
Yeah, that's how it felt for me. It felt like if, you know, like someone's really stressed and they might, someone that's not even an addict, that's just like has a basic, like small prescription or maybe goes for like Xanax. Like to me, that was like, I could naturally get myself to that complete state of like relaxation and not being on edge.
Yeah.
Basically so that I can handle controversy without having that explosive reaction.
Yeah. So one of the beliefs that I hold is that our natural state of being is to be happy, to be healthy, and to just like have a great life, right?
I totally agree.
And we get in the way of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So anything that we can do to remove ourselves from getting in the way of that from happening, like meditation, like exercise, you kind of get out of your head, get out of your own way. Our body's going to naturally heal itself. It has this innate ability to create whatever chemicals it needs to heal itself, to feel good, to do all those things that we need, right? Mm-hmm. So by just giving it the right nutrients, like you don't have to be specific, just like eat healthy, eat correct. And we talked about this yesterday, like leveling up our nutrition.
Yeah, right, well, you sent me that inflammatory list, which was insane.
I
eat very, very clean. And to my dismay, I only have a little bit of, I don't know, what type of bread is that in the morning, honey?
You have like sprouted 16 grain bread or something. I don't know. I don't have any of it.
Well, unbeknownst to me, that's not good, guys. So I'm going to swap to sweet potato, which is a better option, right?
Yeah. Sweet potato is a little bit better. It's better for your gut bacteria, which, I mean, we all know, we've probably all heard that our gut bacteria affects our mood. It affects anxiety, affects how we feel. It can be the difference of you being depressed or being happy. So,
and a lot of people don't know why they're depressed or why they're angry or why they're sad. And it could be as simple as your diet. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably just thinking, right, honey? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our gut produces most of the serotonin in our body, which is our feel good chemical, right? So if our gut is not working how it's supposed to and it's inflamed and our gut bacteria is like causing all this like chaos because they're not happy, and we're not going to feel good. So all the thinking, all the therapy, all that stuff is not going to work as well as it could. There's definitely possibility of it just like switching on, right? But if anything, we can do the grease the wheel, remove the resistance, like eating the correct way.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, guys, so we've been spending a lot of time at home lately, which means a lot of home workouts. That's made me realize how important it is to have all the right gear and support your health and fitness goals. Right, babe?
1,000%, honey.
So that's why I love this brand that I discovered and want to share it with you guys. It's called Barefoot Scientist, and it's the world's first premium foot care company, and they have everything you need to keep your feet healthy and happy, especially when you're working out. Their products target every issue that active feet may have, from blisters and muscle aches to dirt, sweat, and odor. Personally, for me, since COVID happened, I've been obviously not having any kind of pedicure. So I used the Barefoot Scientist Reboot mask the other night. They have really cute booties that are filled with the liquid. They have a lactic acid in it with combined with another acid. And you just sit in that. I watched a movie. I kept them on for about 90 minutes. And then I took them off and my foot was like brand new baby soft skin. And it was way better than having any kind of professional pedicure. So thank you, Barefoot Scientist. I love that. And thanks to Barefoot Scientist, we have a special offer code for all our Here's the Sitch listeners. Our listeners can get an exclusive 20% off their very first order at barefootscientist.com using the code SITUATION. And shipping is always free. That's barefootscientist.com. Code SITUATION. Go get all your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code SITUATION at checkout for 20% off your first order plus free shipping. They also have a really cool product for everybody that's getting back into the world and back in those high heels. You can spray it on your feet called pre-heels and it prevents blisters and discomfort. Go check it out, barefootscientist.com.
What if there's a listener out there and they are dying to make a change out there? And obviously, I know that it's not easy to make a change. You always look at, I always say this all the time, but a lot of people look at the full staircase and not at the next step. And that is a big mistake. You need to look at the first step and execute.
Yeah.
What would be your advice for the first step of someone trying to, I guess, live their best life? We've had about 18 episodes of this? But
this is 18.
Yes, yeah. But now that we have a guest on, I would like to hear, I don't know, where would someone start?
Okay. So I think...
And this is not a trick question. This is, you know, you can start by exercise, you can start by, diet and things like that, but...
So something that is really simple that anyone can do, because everyone has access to a shower, right? Is in the morning, even at the end of your regular shower, do like 15 seconds of cold and maybe increase that over.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, and I'll tell you the reason why I said that.
Wow, this is something new, guys. So, this is something new.
So it's not really about the physiological effects, which are great. You know, doing cold therapy, I had a cryotherapy unit in my office when I had it, and it was amazing for people. And it's good for your biology. It's good for your immune system, all that. So it's not, that's not the reason.
How cold are we going here?
Just as cold as the water can go. I mean, people that live in New Jersey are going to have a lot colder water than people who live in Los Angeles, but it's about you doing something to overcome your body and you telling it. Normally our body doesn't want us to go into cold water, right? Mm-hmm. So our body is the mind. As one of my favorite people, Dr. Joe Dispenza, says all the time, most people, their body is the mind. So the body's really telling them what to do throughout the day. So we're constantly listening to it when we want to have cravings for certain food or certain things. It's our body telling us that we should have it. Even though in our mind, we know it's not right. It's our job to do something to tell our body that we're in control. So this is something that Tony Robbins does every morning, is a cold plunge. And that for that specific reason, to tell the body that the mind is the master. And once you can start, you're basically priming your brain and your thinking throughout the day. So whenever something comes up, like I'm the master, not the body, just like you're training your dog, right?
So what I'm getting is similar to intermittent fasting.
Yeah. So intermittent fat, but this is just like a simple thing. It's only 10, 15 seconds in the shower of cold.
It's a small thing.
But it's something you remember throughout the whole day of like, oh yeah, I did that. So I can like not have that that cheeseburger or that pizza or whatever it is, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's giving the power back to yourself, like your brain.
I really like that.
Yeah, me too. I love that. And I don't know if you've seen, we've mentioned it. We haven't gotten into it on this podcast yet. But there is a series on Netflix, the Goop Lab series.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have an episode on there with the, I forgot his name, the cold.
Yeah, guy. Wim Hof. I mean,
yes,
Wim Hof method. Yeah. And that really goes deep into it if you want more information on that kind of stuff. But that is an excellent, I think, suggestion. Yeah,
resource.
Well, that's the main reason. Like, I've been to his seminars and taken his program and stuff like that. And that's the main reason why he does the cold. It's not because the cold has all these physiological effects. Because he does breath work, just like we did. We did a little different version of it. And the breath work is training your brain and training your body for you to kind of consciously turn on your immune system and control this subconscious part of yourself that we were told, autonomic nervous system, we're told that we have no control over. So he's done a lot of research on this where you can actually control your immune system, right? With your brain, with your mind.
Can you even fight off ailments?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like they did an experiment. I mean, you can totally look this up, where they injected a bunch of people with this bacterial endotoxin, Wim Hof's. Mm-hmm. They did Wim Hof's breathing technique for 4 days and none of them got sick. And normally in the control group, I mean, people, if you didn't do this breath work and you weren't able to control your immune system, they would get so sick, just like you had the flu.
Yeah. So,
wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
The mind is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
It's your most powerful tool.
That's very true.
On your body. And think of how hard if you are working out or if you are, you know, changing your fitness level and trying to lose weight and trying to do all these different things. Like imagine taking your most powerful weapon and asset in your body, which is your brain, and exercising that to the most extreme level. Like there's just endless opportunities of how you can do that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that if you win in the mind first, you will win in reality second. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah. And I think that's something that I think this stuff translates so easily over from fitness, especially if you have more of like a bodybuilding type workout background where you were trying to change how you look, because you have to kind of visualize what you want to look like. And then every single day, kind of take the actions and get in the mindset of being that. Every single day until you are it.
Well, wow, guys. He's not a brain performance coach for no reason.
I loved that suggestion for like a new thing to do or to like slowly dip your toe into, you know, changes and giving your mind back some power. What now on the dieting aspect? Because everyone's always looking for like, you know, the quick fix in losing weight and in getting fit. Like, what Mike and I have found, and what I think as you get older you find, you just want to be healthy, like longevity-wise. Like you don't want to be on some crash diet. You don't want to feel like shit. You don't want to be depriving yourself of things that are making you unhappy. You just want to be fueling your body and living your best life. So without having to get into like a crazy detail about inflammatory foods, which is like so much stuff, what are the main inflammatory things that you should definitely staying away from?
Well, I think it's important when we think about diet and we think about how we eat, especially for longevity purposes and health purposes, is we look to our ancestors and we look to nature about how things work out there and how things used to work in our bodies and how we used to do things. So in the past, we used to prepare foods a certain way because there are certain plants that have toxins, like there are toxins in them, and they might affect some people more than others. So you might not realize that you have an issue with it. And some people, they get a severe allergy from it. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step, is like looking to our biology, looking to our past and looking to nature, because animals are just, they're not out of shape, right? Mm-hmm. They just eat a certain way. They act a certain way. They're just healthy. They're in that natural state of healthiness, happiness, and wholeness, right? Mm-hmm. And being strong.
Okay.
So why aren't we? It's because we do things out of alignment with our natural state, most for the most part. So the first thing is maybe not just focusing on the foods. It's focusing on how we're eating, how often we're eating. Like you mentioned intermittent fasting before.
Yes, I'm a big fan of intermittent fasting.
For thousands of years, probably hundreds of thousands of years, we did not eat three times a day. We probably ate once a day, mm-hmm. right? And we probably didn't eat every day. And that's why all the research is pointing us towards fasting, not just intermittent fasting, but extended fasting, as the thing that promotes longevity and the thing that promotes health.
I'm going to ask you a question. What is the longest time period you fasted before? And I know you probably did like 3 days, probably.
The longest I ever did was 5 days.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Which, wow. I mean, I know people have done longer.
So you didn't have anything?
Just water.
And did you work out or no?
I don't really work out that much. Mm-hmm. So it was when I was working in the office, seeing patients all day. So super fine. You know, people couldn't tell, and I felt good. Because once you get past a certain point and your body is now burning off all the fat that you have as fuel, you get into that flow state and you're not constantly looking for carbohydrates for fuel. You already have it on your body. That's why we have body fat. That's why we store it.
All right. Well, I don't expect our listeners to go fast for 5 days, but I want to have you explain what intermittent fasting is and a normal schedule.
We do get a lot of questions on the intermittent fasting subject because you do speak about it so often.
Yeah.
So what's it?
Yeah. I mean, it's really just crunching down your meal timing window of like when you're eating to a certain amount of hours. And typically most people follow like a 16-8 schedule where you're fasting for 16 hours. And then you have a meal window where you can eat of like 8 hours. That's typical of intermittent fasting. But what I've been personally doing is more of like, I almost fast for like 23 hours and then I just eat one meal for like an hour or so. And that, for me, I'm getting more cognitive benefits. I feel better. Sometimes I'll eat more than once.
I totally agree. I have fasted for probably around 20 hours when I was in prison. But I normally do about 16 hours now. Usually when I get to 16 to 19 on the weekends, I feel, more clarity.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that goes to, sometimes I like to fill in the gaps with a lot of the scientific stuff with more esoteric principles of energy and quantum physics and spirituality. Because, I mean, quantum physics is solid, but you know what I mean? It's not a lot of people understand it, where your body, when you're eating food, you're constantly, you have energy in one spot where you're digesting it, mm-hmm. right? So we have this amount of energy in our bodies that we have access to, and we can use it for certain things. So we can use it for digesting food. We can use it for like exercising or thinking or, you know, having sex. So that's why a lot of monks, they practice celibacy and they eat a very simple diet, and they do things very simply because that energy can be all focused on in their brain or in their heart, the places that you need to achieve these higher spiritual states.
Mm.
So it makes sense, like all that energy, instead of being used to digest, because it's just taking your body fat for fuel and turning it into ketones, that now your brain has access to that energy instead of being used for digestion, because digestion does use a lot of energy.
Yes, it doesn't. Did we say that it sort of heals the body when you're not eating? Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're not eating, you go into a state of, it's called autophagy, where your body's breaking down all this excess cells, because it depends on the organ, system, but we're constantly regenerating. We're always becoming literally new people in our cellular body. So it removes the gunk. It removes, as we get older, we have that gunk built up, right?
Yeah.
And you have to definitely double check me on this, but one of the things that I remember about when they did some studies on Albert Einstein's brain, and I could be totally wrong, but I think I remember this, was that one of the things that helped him have this cognitive ability was not having a bigger brain, because everyone's heard that Albert Einstein didn't have a bigger brain than anyone else. Maybe it was a little bit smaller. Was that he had a better detox system in his brain. But we all have that. We all have that ability. So by fasting and by living a certain way, exercise gets you into that as well.
Yeah.
We can remove all this gunk. So then our brains and the rest of our body can function to its highest capacity. And once you go past a certain point, your body does start releasing stem cells as well. So like all her stem cell therapy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, guys, what does that tell you? If you don't exercise and you don't meditate and you don't diet, you're going to have a lot of gunk.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, all of that stuff. Meditation and research has shown to lengthen the telomeres in your cells. So that what that is, it's like kind of telling you how long the cells have to live.
I've read that. I think when you do fasting, it increases them?
Yeah, reverses aging. Reverses aging.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
That is now,
and that's all like the power you have within your own decision making and the choices you have in your brain. Like that's without supplements. That's without, you know what I mean? Like it's all within your power. So it's kind of how when we talk about your sobriety and we give, you know, people advice that are looking for a way out. And it's really, it's so challenging for people, but it's so simple. It's just getting out of your own way.
Oh, I love that you said that, because that is the whole reason why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. Because I want people to know how powerful they actually are.
Yeah.
And I think that if you know how powerful your body is, how powerful your mind is, like that would solve most of the problems in today's world, right? That most people are in this victim mentality because they don't even know how powerful they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be a victor, not a victim. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Become better, not bitter.
Yeah. I love this. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start doing the cold shower thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to implement that into my routine.
And I'm also going to challenge myself to meditate, you know, at least a few times a week until I get, you know, more comfortable with it on a daily basis. And then hopefully I can set some time aside for that, because I really loved how I felt afterwards. I mean, we did like about 12 minute. It wasn't even a long one, but I loved it and I felt very relaxed and very calm, and I could use some more of that.
Yeah.
You so know, I'm going back for more.
Yeah, no, I was very excited. I mean, it was something new for us. And I just, but the funny thing is, when I told some family that we did some breathing techniques and we did some meditation, they were like, what the hell is happening? Like, what? And I was just like, yeah. And I was very excited. I'm like, the Saturday, you know, we took it to a whole new level.
But that's what it is. It's like next level thinking, and it's next level growing, and it's where we aspire to be, is to continue to be improving ourselves and being better versions than we were the day before. So that's definitely something that you have to be comfortable with. You know, you may get some odd looks if you share that you were doing breath work and meditation on the weekends, but you know, if you inspire that person to look into what that is and Google it, and then maybe they try it one day, like it's just bettering yourself, your community, everyone.
I'm trying to be a holistic warrior.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that when you stop worrying about what other people think about you, that's when you can be your best self.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. Agreed.
And it takes people, sometimes it takes people their whole life to get there. I feel like for my own experience, once I became in the public eye with Mike, like it was like fight or flight. Like you either have to get over other people's opinions or you're just going to be miserable. So I've learned to grow to not give a shit about anyone's opinion, including the people that I do care about. I respect if I have a family member or a good friend that
thinks what I'm doing is crazy, like, it doesn't upset me. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're entitled to have that opinion. It has no effect on me.
Yeah.
So once you do get to that level, I think it's much happier.
Yeah. Place. You can still love them and have compassion for exactly. them without, you know, for the, not understanding what you're doing.
Boundary alert. Boundary yeah. alert.
So I just found this amazing jewelry company online. My husband knows how much I love to online shop. So Ore Jewelry is the company I discovered, and I love them so much I want to share them with you all. So Ore is fine jewelry made in New York City, founded by women for women. I love that. Pieces range from classic to statement to completely original. Orate makes the jewelry you've always wanted but could never find. So they have insanely good quality, a low price for high quality, and they do good. For every piece sold, a child in need receives a book to further their education. And this is why I love to share brands that partner and do things like this. Orate was started by two friends during brunch when one of them got a green finger from an overpriced costume jewelry ring. Yuck. Sparking conversation about how they were fed up with the traditional jewelry market. Ore was founded on the desire to shake up the jewelry market by offering modern women beautiful designs, amazing quality at affordable prices, and ethically sourced pieces that they can wear every single day. Ore is looking to set the standard for women because they deserve the best. Their gold is 100% goop proof, so you can lather on sunscreen and know your Ore jewelry can withstand the wear. Perfect jewelry for the summer months outside. So personally, I went with the adorable rose gold huggies that also have white diamonds in them. I love them. They are my go-to earring for the summer months. Super chic and clean. And here's the Sitch listeners are getting a very special promo code from Ore today. For 15% off your first Ore purchase, all you have to do is go to ore.com/situation and use promo code situation. That's A-U-R-A-T-E newyork.com/situation. Promo code situation for 15% off your very first order. Go check out those gold huggy earrings. They are adorable and I love them.
These days, me and my wife, we don't do anything that is negative that or that will bring our, you know, 100% down. We're working towards improving ourselves in any way, shape, or form, mentally, physically, spiritually, every single day. Mm-hmm. So a long time ago, I dropped the whole belief system that I worried about what people, you know, think of me. I'm worried about, being my best self. And I know that will lead me to living my best life. And we have principles. We lead life with fitness. We also you know, watch our diet. Mm-hmm. And now we can meditate.
Yes.
And now I think you might have to consider the cold plunge in the basement because we're putting a spa down there.
Yes, we are.
And you wanted to do a hot tub in that space. I think it might have to be a cold plunge.
It might have to. I'm gonna keep the jacuzzi, but I might have to add the cold plunge. And I'm gonna say this right now that I hate cold water.
Yeah.
I hate cold water. I have gone into some cold plunges before and challenged myself. And that's what it's all about, right? Challenging yourself. And what does my shirt say?
How did you feel after you did the cold plunge before?
I felt extremely accomplished.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Extremely accomplished.
Yeah, powerful.
And powerful and like refreshed and strong and wow, I did it. And the water was like, I don't know, probably like
a
degree away from freezing or something.
You would do it at the banya where you go in the sauna and then you shock yourself. So. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And you do it and you're like, I just went in cold water. That's all I did. But now I feel like I can literally do anything.
Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly how I feel with intermittent fasting too. Mm-hmm. When I fast for 16 to 19 hours, I have that feeling too.
Do 5 days. You're going to be like, I can do anything. Like, you don't need anything. I don't even need food. I need nothing.
He can do it 5 days, but not under this roof because he gets hangry.
Yeah.
At times.
Well,
wouldn't be able to work out, like lift.
I'm trying to, like I said, let the subscribers and listeners know how accomplished you feel when you do a little, you know, dieting.
A challenge.
And the same thing happened with not intermittent fasting, the cold plunge. And also the same thing happened when we did the meditation. I challenged myself because I never did it before. and I felt so good afterwards.
Yeah, anything that you can do positive that you feel accomplished. Like, I've heard, I think it was maybe this Navy SEAL guy, like, making your bed is the most powerful thing you can do in the morning. And that's because it just releases dopamine, which is your motivation hormone, motivation chemical. And it gets you going into that dopamine mode. It's instead of a fake dopamine, synthetic dopamine mode of like that we have around just watching TV and movies and stuff like
when
that.
When I'm making my bed in the morning, it is an experience. Okay. Yeah. I heard the same speech. I read the same thing and I love it. And it gets my day started. I feel great. It's the first task of the day that I can build off of. And I usually have the Avengers on in the background.
Who's your favorite Avenger?
Oh, God. My favorite Avenger has got to go with, I don't know. I got to go with Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta go with Iron Man because he saved everyone at the end.
Who really saved everyone, though?
See, I go with Thor.
I mean, mine's Doctor Strange, obviously.
Oh, my God. I love Doctor Strange. I freaking love Doctor Strange.
She loves Doctor Strange.
I can't wait till his new one comes out.
So are you trying to say that Doctor Strange saved everyone?
Yeah, he went through with the time stone and he saw every single possibility. He was like, well, you got to sacrifice yourself. That's the only way.
It is true.
I saw it. Right. I picked this reality.
I love Doctor Strange.
I knew you were going to pick Doctor Strange.
I've watched that movie. I mean, Doctor Strange is like a million times. Yeah. So.
How many times have I watched that movie?
A million, but I also love Doctor Strange better than...
Well, because in the morning when I make my bed, I actually put on Avengers because it makes me feel like heroic.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the material that I'm consuming in my brain is not just food, or you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
It's also movies, it's music, it's everything. It's the people that you're around. That's what diet is all about.
Yeah. It's a diet for your mind.
Yes.
Right?
And I love how you mentioned the sense of accomplishment in all of the things we spoke about today, because we spent a recent episode talking all about goals and just like how when you're in, you know, a work environment, how you have reviews and you have, you know, the reviews where you go over what you did in the past 6 months and if you get a raise, you should be having that like mental check-in with yourself in your own life. You know what I mean? Personal goals, professional goals, because then you're and setting out what you hope to accomplish within the next year, within the next 5 years. And it's not about getting tripped up thinking about the future. It's more just putting down on paper like your vision of what you want to accomplish and then feeling that sense of empowerment when you reach that, because oftentimes, like by law of attraction, you're going to reach that a lot quicker by putting that energy out there and putting together a vision board or just a goal list or something like that.
And when we keep track of it on a daily basis, like we, at the end of the day, we review our day and see, you know, list all the things that you were grateful for, all your wins.
Oh my God, we do that all the time.
And also, you know, kind of keep track of like stats, right? Because what we measure improves. Mm-hmm. And the more often we measure it, the better, right? Mm-hmm. And we can improve exponentially, just like anything. And you have to know your numbers of whatever it is, whatever goal it is you're trying to reach.
Yeah, working towards something, yeah.
Right? Just that's why, you know, you go in the gym, you don't just work out. You got to have a goal and you measure your reps, you measure your sets, you measure your weight. Mm-hmm. So then you progress and eventually one day you are at the goal that you were visioning, right? You're at your vision board, you're living in it.
And then you make new ones.
Yeah.
Constantly evolving.
Yes. So also, I liked, honey, that you said about the vision board because, and we spoke about this before, that if you sort of speak something into existence, you're putting out that energy and like I said, you're winning in your brain first.
Yeah.
And eventually if you keep pushing one day at a time, you will reach that goal and it's that simple, guys.
Yeah. And doing the meditation, doing all these things, they help you become more mindful of what you're saying, because there's a reason why we call it spelling, right? Spelling, because we're literally casting spells.
Oh my goodness.
Our existence.
Goodness.
So when you're mindful of what you're saying, what you're thinking, and how you're feeling, and you're able to control how you're feeling, not let something tell you how to feel, like some kind of experience, no matter what's going on, then you start creating that reality a lot faster. Uh-huh.
Well, I have to say, honeys, that just looking at Michael here, he seems extremely happy. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, I me personally, I always walk around with a little smile. I'm always happy.
Yeah.
I have this positive energy. But you must be doing something right if you're sort of carrying around this positive energy. And this is the reason why we have this podcast.
Yes. And this is why you were our first guest, because we felt like after our experience this weekend that we could really benefit our listeners by bringing, yeah, you know, your point of view on board with us. That here's the sitch.
And it's that simple. I mean, unbelievable, guys. Breathing techniques. Like, I'm like I said, I'm a believer. I really am. And we always challenge ourselves to sort of get better. And I really enjoyed it. And we're definitely going to do more. I know that. Yeah. But it's not just about the, you know, the meditation and the breathing techniques. It's sort of like, I don't know, you explained it before pretty good, but it's like, you know, mind, body, spirit.
Yeah.
You know, it's all that stuff together.
It's just living your best holistic life. Like,
oh my altogether. Goodness. I love it.
Yeah.
That's a new tagline. I'm living my best holistic life. I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed this. And I hope you guys get a chance to sort of try some meditation. Aren't there some things on YouTube where they can do some their own research?
Oh, yeah. YouTube, there's an amazing app called Insight Timer, which is 100% free. And there are hundreds of teachers. I have a couple on there where they upload meditations. And you can just, like, do a meditation for free. And whatever style you want, there's many styles of meditation. Just like pick one and just do it and try it. And I suggest trying it for at least 10 days in a row, because that's how long it takes for you to kind of start breaking some of the habits of like who you were.
God, I love that. Breaking the habits.
Yeah.
Make the choice to make the change or remain the same. Honey, where is that number? I want our callers to call in next week, and I want them to, maybe there are some of the listeners out there that have tried meditation or that are willing to try meditation for stress relief and to sort of be their best self and live their best life within, or actually having one of these tools in their tool belt. Actually, that's what it is.
Yeah, so give us a call. Our number is 732-898-0414.
Also, Michael, please let our listeners and subscribers know where they can sort of contact you if they're interested for your the performance brain coach, which is, guys, I mean, he sounds extremely smart, and I'm so grateful that he came and sort of lent his time this weekend to show us different breathing techniques and some meditation.
Yeah, well, I'm so grateful for you both, and I love you both and appreciate you both. People can, the best place to find me is on social media, on Instagram at Dr. Michael DeMarco, or it's at Dr. DeMarco is my tag. And on Facebook, it's Michael DeMarco or Dr. Michael DeMarco. I have a page. And
I'm thinking that as soon as you leave, you need to go on your IG and change the title to Brain Performance Coach, because that's one of the coolest titles I've ever heard of. It really is, right?
I love it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, Michael, for coming out here today. We're going to go to the phone calls from last week to see some of what we got. Right, Hems?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. This is Michelle from Jersey. Just listening to your most current podcast about taking the high road. It's almost as if you guys are in my life right now and you knew exactly what I needed to hear today. Definitely in a situation in my family where my husband and I have made a ton of sacrifices for another family member, actually two of them. And these sacrifices have been long, 6 years long. Those sacrifices are not being honored or appreciated, and things have gotten kind of bad. So my immediate response is to defend myself and my husband and strike back and remind these people of everything that's been done for them and all the sacrifices that have been made. And I'm not going to do that, because I just listened to your podcast, and I'm going to take that high road, and I'm not going to engage. And I'm just going to know in my heart what I've done and where my heart was when I did it. And I'm going to move forward. So thank you so much for your podcast, for all of your positivity and all of those cliche quotes. No matter how people may think they're cliche, they're true. And they're around for a reason. And being reminded of them and hearing them helps me greatly.
Wow.
Wow. That was a good one.
That was a really good call. Thank you, Michelle, for calling. And that makes me so happy that our podcast and our message helped you in such a challenging time, especially dealing with something so sensitive as, you know, family disagreements, because no matter what happens with family members, you're always going to care about them, you know, to the deepest degree, and want what's best for them. So it always hurts to the core when you do go through ups and downs with family members. But I'm really proud of you that you were able to take that information and implement it.
Yeah, she was perfect. She did a great job. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. I mean, the universe knows exactly what you did. Yep. Your intentions were pure. And eventually all that karma will come back to you.
Yeah. And so congratulations on taking the high road.
Exactly. Because she did exactly what you're supposed to do. Yep. On that caller, like, answered her own question. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you just in the future, you just know exactly what you did, and just have a healthy boundary up from now on. Just know that that take that L and turn it into a lesson. And that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, Lauren. My name is Richard from Chickasha, Oklahoma. I've been through what you've been through, brother. I'm proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making us proud. I'm a fellow 12-stepper. I'm a fellow recovering addict. Love you, brother. Keep your head up. You're doing the most good.
Oh, that was so cool. Yeah. Thank you so much. That was an awesome call.
That was Richard from Oklahoma.
Richard, yes. The comeback is always greater than the setback, Richard. And in fact, we do recover one day at a time, guys.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Lauren from Georgia. And I was just calling to let you guys know how much I love you. I listen to your podcast every week, and it is so positive and inspiring to hear the story and the journey that you guys have been on. And just to hear your positive vibes for our world today. We need so much of that. My question is, I just want to hear a little bit more about intermittent fasting, and I wondered if you guys could give some guidance on starting that process and the best way to prep your body for it and begin that. I'm sure a lot of that is mental, but any guidance you guys can give would be amazing. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and you guys stay safe.
Wow. That was the universe calling, guys, because we just spoke with Mr. Michael DeMarco about intermittent fasting. But really quick to answer her, what was her name, honey?
Lauren from Georgia.
Okay, Lauren from Georgia. A simple intermittent fasting schedule would be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And inside that window of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., I would have healthy options with my eating, and I would also exhibit portion control. And once 5 p.m. comes, then guess what? We don't have to eat anymore until the next morning. If you wake up at 8 a.m. and you're hungry or you're thirsty, I would suggest some water or some black coffee. And once 9 a.m. hits, it's time to break your fast and start to cook your breakfast, and always remember healthy options. And what I just explained to you guys was a 16-hour fast, usually what I do from Monday to Friday. And I actually lost about 40 pounds this past year doing that particular schedule. So kudos to our caller called about it.
Okay, we got another one coming in from Ohio.
Coming in hot, guys.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. It's Emily from Ohio. So I'm listening to your latest podcast about goals and vision boards. So what me and my husband do is once every month, we make 3 goals that we want to hit by the end of the month. And we have had a huge success with that. We've done a whole lot this year. And also what I do daily, I'm a stay-at-home mom with a little boy. So I make goals every day that I want to do. So if I want to do the laundry, make the bed, shampoo the furniture, I make a list of that. And by the end of the day, I usually have it all done. Thank you guys for all that you do. I know you've helped me and many of my friends get uplifted through some things. I love hearing you guys. Thanks.
Wow. That was the universe calling again, honey, because we just talked about speaking your goals into existence. And if you're winning in your mind first, then you will then win in reality.
Yep. Good job, Emily.
Wow.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Shannon, and I'm from Las Cruces, New Mexico. I am a huge fan of not only your podcast, but of all of your content.
I wouldn't be where I am today without your positivity and motivation to guide me, to take me to the high road. Lauren's frustration in taking the high road can be very understood, at least on my end. I used to struggle with my anger as a side effect of my PTSD, and I chose to take the high road in managing this by improving not only my mental health but my diet and taking up boxing instead of taking my aggression out in other ways. About 4 years ago, I had a falling out with my family, and I struggled very much with taking the high road and learning to be positive and taking good care of myself until I met my significant other, who pulled me out of a dangerous living situation with a family member. And he taught me how to not only adult, but how to take the high road and to better myself. You know, I really understand now Mike's take on the risk assessment. I assessed all of the risks in being negative with my family, and I, you know, learned that that was just not something that was going to help me better myself. I am, you know, now 4 years away from that negative situation. I just graduated college with my bachelor's degree in hospitality management, and I'm planning on moving halfway across the country to not only be with family that supports me and loves me, but to marry my significant other and buy a house and hopefully start a family. So, you know, I think that's just a really good example of taking the high road, and I hope that other people can use this as motivation to better themselves as well.
Wow.
All of our callers are answering their own questions.
They're just killing it today.
Killing the game, guys. And, you know, long story short, never let your emotions rule your intelligence. And never get out of your peace.
Yeah. You know? Thank you, Shannon, for calling and sharing all of that information with us. Honestly, I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud of all of our callers because you guys are, we always say this every time we listen to the messages, but you're all trying to find that next change to better yourself and improve yourself personally, professionally.
That's how to do it.
How to build healthy relationships, how to have healthy boundaries, how to have successful businesses. Like, you guys are all trying to do it the right way. And I'm just proud of you all for finding us here on Here's the Sitch podcast and being a part of our community. I love it.
Yes. And we're going to end it on a quote, guys: where focus goes, energy flows. And this really, that particular quote that I just said has to do with everything we just spoke about for the past 45 minutes. And even the callers that were calling in, answering their own questions. When you guys get on the path of self-enlightenment and self-improvement, that's when you start living. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
Yes, guys, make sure you give us a call. I'll give you that number one more time. It's 732-898-0414. Stay safe and stay healthy, and we will see you next week.
And big shout out to Mr. Michael DeMarco, our first guest on Here's the Sitch podcast, the brain performance specialist. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. See you next week.